Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in a salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read the 48-hour notice requirement. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that the 48-hour notice requirement for this meeting has been met. Copy of the agenda was forwarded to the Asbury Park Press and the Link News on February 26, 2015, and posted on the bulletin board in the Borough office. This meeting is open to the public. No official action will be taken. Councilmembers Keeler.
Present.
Lamia.
Here.
Lexi.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
The record reflect that Councilwoman Dulles is on her way and Councilman Kelly is absent. First item we have for discussion is our budget workshop, and our CFO, Michael Baskin, will review the financial statement and recommendations for the 2015 municipal budget and capital plan. I would like to point out for members of the public, for your knowledge, and just to remind the council members, that we are required to present an early budget because of our application to the state of New Jersey for the Essential Services Grant, which is a Sandy Relief federal program that Seabright has been participating in for the last 2 years. Because of that, our CFO was required to draft a budget and present it to Trenton, and we're required to introduce early. We recognize that we are going to need to make amendments to the budget as we get some of the firmer numbers for the numerous things that impact our budget. However, to meet the requirements of our Essential Services Grant application and the statutory requirements for introducing a budget, this evening is our budget workshop. With that long preamble, Mike, I would appreciate it if you would take it away.
Sure. We're going to try to do similar to what we did before Sandy struck in understanding the financial condition of the borough before we get to the actual budget document itself. So what I do first is we're going to look at a few sheets in the annual financial statement. I'll take you through it. You should have a copy somewhere in front of you there. First item is on sheet one. At the very top, net valuation taxable for 2014. What I want you to note there is that last year the assessed value of the community was roughly $467 million. If you compare that out to where we were prior to the storm, $50 million or so below where we were just prior to the storm. What I want to do is take you to, and I did not number these sheets. This is the state numbering system, so go ahead, nine sheets to sheet two. Five sheet two, whatever it is. And what you'll see there is the 2015 assessed value for the community of $438,833,456. That is $79 million below where we were prior to the storm. So it's roughly an $80 million decrease, roughly 17% down. So we actually dropped an additional 6% from 2014 to 2015. So what that'll affect you when we're all said and done, what that'll affect is the actual tax rate itself. If you were to apply this year's assessed value to last year's amount to be raised by taxation and compare the two tax rates, last year's tax rate was 80.8 cents. With the new evaluation, it would be about 82 cents. So you have this increase that's built in just because of the continued reduction in values. Now, reduction in value is a result of adjustments made by the assessor as a result of the storm, appeals, demolitions, reduced values generally because of the storm, and that is the primary basis for our eligibility for the Essential Services Grant Program, which Joe and I went out to Trenton for today and spent the afternoon in a breathtaking presentation. We were on the edge of our seat the entire time. So if we go ahead to sheet three. Now, what's disappointing, just to talk one more thing about that assessed value reduction. No problem. The basis for our central services grant primarily is the lost ratable base. Unfortunately, because HUD wanted the state to reduce municipal reliance upon the central services grant moving forward, even though we would qualify for more money based on this larger reduction in assessed value, we are capped at 75% of last year's grant. There's actually three ways for them to cut it down to a lesser amount, and that's the best case scenario for us, is getting 75% that we received last year, and that's what's reflected in the draft budget that we'll review in a minute. So go to sheet three. Any questions on the assessed value? We go to sheet three. Some of the items I just want to point out. Up at the top, on the debit side, it's five lines down, CDBG, or four lines down. CDBG, Essential Services Grant Receivable. That's last year's $1 million that we're still waiting for the check. We expect the check, as my understanding, was cut on Friday, so that check should be arriving here in the borough any day. But that was last year's money that supported last year's budget. If you also continue on down, you'll see that the borough, you go pretty much four or five lines up from the bottom, see the fund balance, $2,138,607. That's far in excess of what we had been carrying prior to the storm. But I want to explain when we get to the detail of our fund balance, I want to explain what that actually is and what that means to us. Just below that is a deferred charge for the community disaster loan. If it is determined that we have to pay back the community disaster loan once we pass that five-year timeline from the date of the storm, the current fund would have to pay back $687,984 plus interest. That interest to date is that $5,225. And everything I say to date is to December 31st of 2014. So this is as of the end of the year. So that would be the interest on that loan. Not bad interest. However, we're still hopeful that loan is forgiven completely. Moving along, I'll go to sheet 6B, which is the schedule of trust fund deposits and reserves. These are those dedicated reserves. So these are funds that are set aside, revenues that come in for a specific dedicated purpose. And this is something that's always, I get a lot of interest from the borough council in reference to what the balances are in these various accounts. And just to talk real quickly about what is money for a specific purpose versus what that specific purpose is. The cash performance bonds, that's simply something that you can't use in any other way. Parking Offenses Adjudication Act, that money is primarily for the municipal court. 4th of July celebration, you don't have a large balance there, but you do have $200 for 4th of July related events. Excuse me?
Sparklers.
Yeah, you can buy some sparklers. Escrow for police employment, the escrow, the extra police, the Highlands Bridge, those are all dedicated funds primarily for off-duty employment and police. Public defender, that's money that comes in through the court and is also used to pay the public defender. So you see we started the year with $2,100, took in $3,300, paid out $4,800, so there's $656 remains in the public defender trust fund. Tax sale premiums is also something that you cannot utilize. This is the premium put down at tax sale. The money goes to the town if the liens aren't foreclosed after 2 years or paid off after 2 years. We would be able to cancel some of that to the town. In general, it's not too often that money cancels to the town. Division of Fire Safety Penalty, that money can be used, has to be used by the fire official or fire department for fire safety specific purposes. Beautification fund, there's your balance in the beautification fund. That's obviously, you guys, everybody knows what the beautification fund is used for. Public relations, donations trust was a catch-all account. That account's pretty much closed out at this point. Public library donations, that balance remains there. Mayor's ceremony. Insurance refunds is another account used specifically for equipment for which we receive insurance proceeds. Beach donations, recreation trust fund, cat donations, and Sandy acceptance of requests.
What is that money?
That's money that was donated specifically to the borough to assist in Sandy recovery, so you can use that for anything Sandy-related. So you could use that for emergency preparedness, you could use it for to address damage that occurred as a result of Sandy.
Well, just in the beginning, we had put all of the Sandy donations in the beautification trust fund. That's why the balance is so big.
That's possible. And if we can identify what funds have to be moved between those accounts, we can do that. You know, that's something that we have to.
Well, anything that came in over the website.
Yeah, that's how they did it on the website.
So all those ones that came in through PayPal would be Sandy acceptance request.
Not to burst the beautification committee bubble, but.
That's where that money came from.
Okie doke.
I think Trish knows exactly where everything is on that.
Well, she should adjust that account if she's aware of that. So.
I think she probably didn't. I think in the beginning we had, that's where we directed it because that was the trust fund that we had.
Correct. Understood. Go to sheet 8. It's just the trial balance for the general capital fund, which is the fund, you know, for capital improvements, general capital improvements, not sewer or beach related improvements. The dollar amounts here that I'll point out on this page are the capital improvement fund, which is your 5% down payment fund, which is $265,000, and your fund balance of $49,913, which we're probably going to take into the budget as a revenue because you generally can't use that fund for other purposes other than to fully fund an improvement. But the $265,000 basically is 5% down payment money, which means you could have a bond ordinance right now for up to, you know, $5.3 million with that amount of down payment money. Doesn't mean you can afford a bond ordinance for $5.3 million, but you do have the down payment money for that. The next sheet 9, is just your cash on hand at the end of the year in the various accounts. All right, go to sheet 10. These next couple of sheets, I know Councilman Lamia was talking about the grant committee reviewing all of the grants. These next two pages would be a good place to start. Grants receivable. So basically anything that has a balance as of December 31, 2014 means that the money is due to the borough for those grant programs. Most of them are brand new grant programs. You do have one that I would question is the Sandy National Emergency Grant, whether that is money that should be drawn down or whether that program is over and that should be canceled since it's not technically due to us. So that is one that I would ask that internally you look at and determine if that fund is, those funds are actually due to the borough or not.
Those were the programs that we ran.
I know exactly what they are. The question is was $257,000 your total allowance from the county for that program? And if it was, it means that we paid for it, but we didn't draw the grant balance down. We didn't receive the grant funding.
What do you say the county? That
Well, they managed the program. The National Emergency Grant Program, right, that was the one where you hired people and they used the unemployment fund, basically.
Got you. Up
25 Center Street is the other old one that remains outstanding. The others are all pretty new grant programs. The next page is sheet 11. This is the one where the grant committee can really do a little bit of work. Is these are grant appropriations that have not been fully expended. So they either have to be expended for their intended purpose or canceled at some point. In some cases, when you cancel these grant funds, they have to be returned to those who granted them to us. So I would say, you know, some of them we know have been carried for some time, like the DE public access, and we have ideas for how to use that. But you know, it's time to spend some of these down. Alcohol education and rehab fund is something that the court should really be using those funds for DWI sessions, things of that nature.
Yes.
The body armor fund, that's difficult. We spend everybody's got new or good condition body armor at this point. So you can't use that money for anything else. Comcast technology grant, that's the balance that remains in that technology grant that you received.
Mike, can I ask a question? I'm sorry, maybe I should know the answer, but where do we find that information on Comcast technology?
But you would probably have to go back to the original appropriation and find that.
Right, that was part of the that was part of the negotiated contract when Comcast was the provider for Seabright. And so they typically do a grant back to the communities. And so it was to enhance our technology. We had talked at the time, oh gosh, it's going back years now. But at the time we had talked about like having a camera, like a video camera or something.
I don't know. I believe they had given me $10,000. I spent the majority of it. This is the remaining balance, the $1,600 or so. I would imagine you can use it on computer replacements and things like that.
Are they going to use it towards our phones?
Yes.
Yes, you
did.
Phone system.
Yes, you did. Clean Communities Program. Domestic Violence Training Grant is very specific. Clean Shores. Recycling Tonnage Grant. State and Local All Hazards, that's an emergency management grant. There's very little left in that. Stormwater Regulations. Improvement Grant is an exercise improvement grant. That's also OEM. Department of Environment, the 2010 Green Communities grant. You might want to pull that and see what the requirement was and take care of that because you have your match there as well. The beach access project we're aware of. I believe that should be drawn down now as we're completing that project. That was the community development block grant. Drunk driving.
That's the bathroom project?
Right.
The Anchorage bathroom?
The Drunk Driving Enforcement Fund, Chief is aware of how that can be expended. There's that Sandy National Emergency Grant. So what this is telling me is out of that $257,000, you spent $212,000. So it looks like we can cancel about $45,000 of it, and we have to draw down the $212,000 that's due to us. So we'll have to get that information and contact that grant program to have that drawn down.
Did you say the balance has to go back to them?
Now this, we haven't drawn the money down, so because you haven't drawn the money down, you don't have to refund anything. You can only draw down what you expended. So if you had $257,000 originally, you have $45,000 left unexpended, and you can only draw down the $212,000 that you actually spent. And then the rest of these grants were all recently authorized.
The Smart Growth Grant, is that the old grant from 2006?
Looks like it, yes.
Can we go back to the original resolution, see what we didn't do out of that scope of work and spend the money on it?
We can do that. We can see. There's nothing,
There's not even an Office of Smart Growth anymore.
Let me just see if there's a receivable.
To even send the money back.
Hold on one second. If there's a receivable, then there's no sense doing that, but that's receivable. There's no receivable, so that means you receive the funds.
Would we be able to use it for the planning that we have going on now?
My bet is that everything was paid for, and it was probably paid for out of engineering instead of paid for out of the Smart Growth Grant program. So, yes, we can spend that down or cancel it, either way.
The one can't cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel that back.
You cancel, what's it called, a surplus?
Yes. All right.
Here's the question. Do they later on, you know, some of these programs, they're 4 or 5 years behind. Do they come back 4 or 5 years and say, where's the $16,000?
Sure. So what you have to do is review that file and see, did you complete everything that you were supposed to according to the grant agreement? And where did you spend that money from if you did complete everything? I believe you did complete everything, all the requirements of the program. So my bet is that you charge that. More than likely, when the program got started, probably did not have the budget appropriation yet, so you got it moving, charged the engineering, and then charged the balance to the grant.
I like that pool club feasibility study that we did. Probably we could use this money for it.
Absolutely. Makes sense.
So I'd love to see the borough get paid back for some of that money we put out if it's just sitting in an account like this.
Mm-hmm. You would need a resolution to cancel that, so we'll put that together. Yep. All right, sheet 13 shows the school tax paid, the local district school tax last year. So we paid $637,000 in school tax. A portion of that is a reversal of the deferral, because you had a deferral, but the regional school taxes have actually gone down somewhat, or I'm sorry, the district school taxes have gone down somewhat. So as a result, you had a reversal of deferral somewhat.
What page is that, Mike? I'm sorry.
13. Then sheet 14 is the regional high school tax. And you'll see there, we paid $2,352,000 during the calendar year of 2014. The levy for July 1, 14 to June 30th of 15 is $2,718,000. And you see there, if we were in a situation, you can see back in the day when they forced us to defer school taxes, we had deferred $910,000. That's at the very bottom there. We actually, if we were in a cash situation, a difficult situation, if we lost the essential services grant or anything else, we can actually defer an additional $500,000 there, roughly, if we had to.
We need to get our apportionment numbers for next year. And we had 20% of Shore's budget last year. We'll have 17% this year.
Sheet 15 is the county taxes payable. So it shows $2,267,000 paid to the county last year for general, library, and open space preservation. Here to sheet 17. This is where we're going to start talking about the budget operations themselves. So on sheet 17, at the top of the sheet, is a statement of general budget revenues for 2014. So it shows that we had anticipated $9,390,000 in revenue last year. We actually realized $9,733,000 for an excess of $342,000. You can see, as you go down the right side, excess or deficit, you can see where the excess came in. Some of it came within the adopted budget. The bulk of it came in the amount to be raised by taxation, because you had a good tax collection rate, which I'll show you again in a moment. On sheet 17A are the grant programs that were added to the budget after the budget was adopted last year. So you see the Body Armor Fund, Pedestrian Safety, Assistance to Firefighters, and Post-Sandy Planning Grants, which were all added to the budget after the original budget was approved. Go to sheet 18. This is the spending side of the budget. And what I'll show you is we had appropriated $9,390,000. We actually have an overexpenditure of $48,932, which is related to a debt service payment that had to be made that was misstated in last year's financial statement. So last year's financial statement was utilized to place the information in the budget. However, there was an additional maturity that occurred that we had to pay. So we paid the maturity. That results in this $48,000 overexpenditure. Yet you'll see that we still had $254,000 of budget reserves. That's unexpended funds at the end of the budget year. Some of that money will continue to be spent based on purchase orders and things of that nature that come in to pay 2014 obligations. But what's important to point out here is we'll watch that number. $254,000 is reserved. This is another one of the casualties to the levy cap and the appropriations cap, in allowing yourself to replenish your surplus from year to year. Because the gap is getting smaller and smaller, you end up with smaller and smaller reserves at the end of the year. Reserves lapse to fund balance 1 year after they became reserves. So this $254,000 at the end of 2015 will lapse to fund balance to add to your surplus. And if you go to the next page and you look halfway down the page, you'll see a number of $462,000. That's the amount from the 2013 budget that lapsed to fund balance. So you're starting this year already $200,000 behind the eight ball in what you can regenerate the surplus going forward. So that's just something you have to pay attention to as we go forward. This is just a statement here showing you what happened to your fund balance this year, basically where your excesses were. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, tax collections, miscellaneous revenue not anticipated, which is summarized on the next page, and the unexpended balances of 2013 appropriations. On the bottom, those are the charges against fund balance, $115,000, which is basically loans between your funds that were initiated in 2014 but not cleared by the end of the year. That school tax advanced is exactly what it sounds like. They split the year, you know, because they're on a fiscal year and we're on a calendar year. If you pay anything more than 50% by December 31st, then it shows as an advance. But what it shows down at the bottom is, all in all, we operated $706,000 of surplus was created as a result of last year's operations. But
can I just go back? When you use the term lapse, what does that mean?
It means it lapses. The fund balance is no longer available as a spending reserve, so you can no longer spend the money. It goes to your fund balance, and then it has to be appropriated through fund balance. So if you go to sheet 21. But this will show you, January 1 of 2014, you had $1.8 million in fund balance. I just showed you that you generated $706,000 in fund balance with operations from last year. In the left column, you used $420,000 in fund balance to balance last year's budget. So you ended the year with $2.1 million in fund balance. So it's roughly up $300,000 from last year. I will say that prior to 2012, our target surplus was $800,000 from year to year. That's where we wanted to be at the end of the year. We wanted to be able to carry an $800,000 surplus, of which we used roughly $400,000 each year to balance the budget, $280,000 to $400,000, depending on the year.
And then you regenerated that.
And you regenerated that, and you carried. I took a quick look yesterday, or today, at the last 10 years prior, 2002 to 2012, or 3 to 2012, and I think our low fund balance was $690,000, and our high fund balance was like $910,000. So, but on average, we were right around $800,000. We're at $2.1 million now. Knowingly, we use the essential services grant to help carry us. We use the disaster loan to help carry us through. We're doing everything we can to build our surplus back, because we know, as we discussed today, the essential services grant will not be there next year. So that's $700,000 in revenue that's in this budget that will not be here next year. So we have to close the gap from the time the essential services grant goes away until your ratable base is regenerated. So we have to cover that gap. The anticipation is that you would hope that over the next 2 and 3 years that your ratable base will regenerate. If that happens, then your fund balance that you've set aside, that you've grown through this process, should be sufficient to get you weaned off of essential services grant, weaned off the FEMA loan, and back to normal operations. Of course, you don't come out of this any healthier than you went into it. Doesn't put you in a better position, but allows you to carry through and basically leave you where you were, so long as you continue to support the reconstruction of the town, you know, as long as you have ratable growth.
We had the special emergency that you had to pay over 5 years.
Yep, I'm going to show you that in a minute.
How many years have we paid on it?
Two. But I'm going to show you where we are. It's going to be paid off before the 5 years.
So then you won't have to appropriate that money.
Correct. So we're going to hit that in a minute. On sheet 22 is the 2014 tax levy. So it shows the amount of levy, but the important part of the number is about two-thirds of the way down in the middle of the page, 98.26%. So that means 98.26% of all taxes were collected during the calendar year. That helps you regenerate surplus. That's probably the biggest portion of your surplus regeneration. And it's important that continues to happen. I will say that's pretty much on par with where you usually are. You did have a slight dip right after Sandy, but 98% is roughly where you tend to be. If you go to sheet 26, Sheet 26 is your schedule of delinquent taxes. So basically what it shows you is you had $195,000 of uncollected taxes going into 2014. A substantial portion of that was paid during the year. You had new delinquencies created as a result of 2014 taxes that weren't paid. So you ended the year with $191,000 of unpaid taxes carried forward to 2015. But the important part down here, again, is in the center of the bottom of the page, 96.24%. So your delinquent tax collection rate was 96.24%, which is a very good collection rate. But $160,461 is the maximum we can anticipate as a revenue in the 2015 budget from delinquent taxes. And I'll show you that number when we get over to the budget side of this conversation. If you go to sheet 29, this is what Joe was mentioning. There's two special emergencies in the current fund for the borough. One is the $6 million Superstorm Sandy special emergency, and the other is the $250,000 revaluation special emergency. Of the $6 million, the required appropriation from year to year is $1.2 million for 5 years. The required appropriation for the reval is $50,000 per year for 5 years. You'll see that the balance at the end of 13 for the Superstorm Sandy was $4,730,000. We paid down $2,937,000 last year. So we have $1,793,000, right? Is that what it says? $793,000 remaining coming into this year. This year, we're anticipating paying at least $1,002,000 of that. So that will leave us with a very small balance carried forward into the subsequent years when we no longer have the Essential Services Grant. We did that intentionally to maximize the benefit of the programs that are available to us now. So I don't see us hamstrung with Sandy expenses as a result of this moving forward. You still have your 10% match on everything that you're doing. Some of that will be capital and will impact you on that side. But I think that's where your main focus will be moving forward out of this. You do have that $50,000 per year that you're going to have to raise for the special, for the reval.
That's a big deal, Mike. That's great. The way you put that together, that's great.
The next sheet is sheet 31. Sheet 31 has, this is your bonded debt. So what you're seeing is you came into last year with $4,493,000 of serial bonds issued. That's capital improvement bonds that were issued. You paid down $493,000 worth of principal. So you come into this year with $4 million worth of general fund serial bonds issued. You're going to pay down $453,000 this year. So you'll end the year with roughly $3.5 million plus anything you issue this year. So you're in a very comfortable debt situation right now. That also is something that we've been talking about since the 90s, getting rid of the old debt and getting ourselves back to a position that was affordable to the borough. So you're, you know, everything that you did in the 90s and the early 2000s is now showing. Sheet 32 is just the special emergency note that's coming due this year and the amount of interest that we have to pay on it, which is $35,000. That would be in the that'll be in the budget this year. Sheet 34A, another form of debt that you have, which is the Monmouth County Improvement Authority Capital Equipment Lease Program. You'll see we're paying our final payment on the, I believe it was primarily the fire apparatus from 2005. We're making our final payment on that debt. And then we also had an additional fire apparatus in 2007, which we have three more years of debt to pay. $91,000 is what we're paying down on the $289,000 remaining on that program. Sheet 25. This is another area we always say capital committee, whatever we call it.
You said
35. On sheet 35, these are your ordinance balances as of December 31st of 2014. So these are all the various capital projects that were approved that have not yet been completed if they carry a balance. They may have been completed and still have a balance of funds. And if that's the case, we can determine them to be completed, and we can cancel the balances, and that goes to capital surplus. And you can do two things with capital surplus. You could either cancel that, and it goes back to the current fund surplus and can be used to offset the tax rate, which can be dedicated to pay down debt. Or you can fully fund a project. If you had to buy, I don't know, a truck, and you had $50,000 worth of capital surplus, you could do an ordinance to appropriate the $50,000 capital surplus and use it to purchase a truck, for instance. So I would ask there also, it would be important that the various committees that are responsible for these projects to review this with their with their department heads to determine the status of these various projects, to determine if that funding is needed for anything moving forward, if the projects have been completed. And I'll be glad to, you know, sit down with anybody to review that in detail if necessary. Sheet 36 is just the capital improvement fund. This is the down payment money for capital projects. We appropriate money in the budget each year to build this so that you can move forward with the capital projects that you want. You can see you started the year with $198,000. You appropriated $72,000. You used $5,000, so you ended the year with $265,000 available as down payment money. That sheet 38 shows that there's $49,913 in general capital surplus, which we'll probably use in the budget as a revenue. If you go to sheet 55, this is the sewer utility fund. Sewer utility fund is operating a little bit more difficult, sewer fund, mainly because of your loss of revenue from the reduction in number of payers. So your situation here is, the good thing is the sewer fund was healthy coming into Sandy, so we've been able to maintain without having to increase sewer rates, which is something I felt we didn't really want to do to burden people further while they're trying to recover. So we've held the sewer rate, but at the same time we're losing surplus in the sewer fund as a result of that. So the hope there also is that the fund balance will carry us through recovery, and then as the new construction comes back on or the reconstruction comes back on, we'll rebuild the payer base, and then we'll be back to stability in the sewer fund. So a couple things that we'll see. If you look at, go to sheet, we'll just skip ahead here because I'm sewer cutting into time here. Go to sheet 58. What you'll note is our utilities are typically self-liquidating, which means the revenues for the year cover the expenses for the year. I think the sewer utility has been self-liquidating for the last 20 years or so. The beach utility has been self-liquidating for probably 16 of the last 20 years. Unfortunately, the sewer utility was not self-liquidating last year. If you see, we took in $729,000 in revenue, and we had a budget of $801,000 of expenditures. So while we were within our budget, we did not overexpend our budget, our revenues didn't come in as we had anticipated. As a result, it's a negative to operations, which you'll see if we go to sheet 60. What you'll see is at the top of the page is the 2014 operations sewer utility. You'll see that we had $833 to the good side for unexpended balances of appropriations, $77,927 of 2013 appropriation reserves in the sewer utility that lapsed to surplus. You had that $72,000 deficit in revenue. The good news is we still managed to squeak out of the year with a positive. So we did have an excess in operations of $6,262. So we did actually, we didn't create a deficit. But the next one we'll explain in more detail how we ended up. We started the year with $536,000 in surplus. We generated $6,200. We used $100,000. So we ended the year with $442,000. Now, I will say once again, if you looked at 2003 to 2010, we carried about $100,000 of sewer surplus. 2011 and 12, we built it. Fortunately, we got up to $300,000 and $400,000. 2013, we actually built additional because we had the community disaster loan, which helped us balance the sewer account. So now you're seeing the impact. So the hope is that $442,000 will carry us through the 15 and 16 budgets, and by 17, your payer base will be back to continue to support the sewer utility. What you'll see on sheet 62 is the remaining special emergency appropriation within the sewer utility, which is $113,000. We're budgeting $40,000 to pay toward that this year. So we'll come out of this with $73,000 to be raised over this two subsequent years. Also on sheet 63 is the bonded sewer debt of the sewer utility. And what you'll see here is we had $111,000 coming into last year. We paid down $75,000. We had $36,000 outstanding. we're paying the $36,000 down this year. So if you don't issue new bonded debt this year, you have zero sewer debt at the end of this year. Sheet 66 is the remaining sewer capital appropriations, and what you see there is we do have $184,000 of unfunded appropriation there, so at some point we will issue that debt, so you will have a small amount of sewer debt when this all wraps up. On sheet 67 is the capital improvement fund for the sewer utility. You see you open the year with $140,000, you raised $15,000 in appropriations, you used $17,500, so you ended the year with $138,000, which is good for roughly $2.5 million in capital appropriations if you needed them. Now, sheet 55I, I know, just continue on. This is the state numbering system. This is the beach utility. And don't get too excited when you look two-thirds of the way down the page and you see a fund balance of $821,000 in the beach utility, which is far in excess of the fund balance that we normally carried prior to Sandy. The beach utility was also supported by community disaster loan, which allowed us to build the surplus, which will now have to carry us through the rest of the recovery. So if we skip ahead to sheet 58I, you'll see the results of operations. The top is the revenue section of the budget, so you'll see that we actually received $73,000 in revenue in excess of what we had anticipated. Keeping in mind, we can only anticipate what we received in the prior year. So 2013 was not the greatest beach year. So 2014, you were able to experience the increase there. You'll see down the bottom on the budget appropriations, you actually expended $640,000 and we canceled $64,000. We did that on purpose because we wanted it to go back to fund balance and not leave it there as a reserve for an additional year. If you go to sheet 60I at the top, the results of 2014 beach utility operations. So all those numbers on the right side, built surplus this year, $73,000 in excess revenue, $13,000 in miscellaneous revenue not anticipated, $64,000 of unexpended reserves, $13,000 from the prior year's reserves, so it's $164,000. So you'll see we started the year with $725,000 in surplus. We generated $164,000, we used $68,000, so we ended the year with $821,000 in fund balance. And if you go to sheet 62I, you'll see where we're going to use some of that $821,000. This is a special emergency note. We also paid this down rapidly while we had the ability to do so. So you'll see we only have $106,000 remaining outstanding in the beach utility portion of the special emergency note. Then if you go to sheet 63I, we're making our final payment on debt for the beach as well. So there's $29,000. I'm sorry, we made our final payment last year. There was $29,000 of outstanding debt. We paid the full amount down. So you have no bonded beach debt at the end of this, as of now. You do have a few unfunded appropriations in the beach utility, which we will have to bond for at some point this year. And that's the financial statement side. I'll try to hit this real quick. The debt statement, we're only going to look at the first page of the debt statement, really. The first page of the debt statement is important in a couple places. What you'll see is the gross debt, our deductions, and our net debt. The gross debt includes school debt, deductions, which don't count against us, and then the net debt down at the bottom. So you'll see what makes up the net debt is the sewer utility debt, because the sewer utility was not self-liquidating this year. If you back that sewer utility debt out, our net debt would drop, I believe, down to about 84%. So the our position right now is we're at 0.90. We're allowed to go to 3.5 before you need state approval to issue additional debt. That percentage is your percentage of the last three years' equalized value of the town. So what you'll see is down at the bottom of the sheet, 2012, 13, and 14, the equalized value of the town ratables for each one of those years. And you'll see the average down at the bottom. As that average continues to drop because we have the reduction in revenue, the percentage increases. So the net debt is very important. The net debt itself is very important, so is the net debt expressed as equalized value. The one that's expressed as equalized value is the one that sets your limit. So you're roughly 25% of your limit. You could issue an additional 75% of debt. You can't afford it, but you could issue it. You could legally issue it. You couldn't afford to pay it, but you could legally issue it. So the
great comfort.
It's like having a, you know, credit card with a, right, and a great credit score and a great credit card, but no job. So
sitting in your RV.
So you know, just we'll, and I'm sure we'll have that conversation many times as we talk about the reconstruction of facilities. But you're in a very good debt position, and I'll say in the 10 years prior to Superstorm Sandy, our number ran between 60 to 88 in that rough range. So we're at 90 right now, but we're really at 90 because of the reduced value. If you look at the amount of debt, the number was always between $4 and $7 million. So, and then the last thing is the budget itself. This is the budget. This is very close to the budget that I'm going to recommend that you introduce on March 17th. As discussed earlier, we had to put together a draft budget for the initial round of the Essential Services Grant program. This is a second revision of the draft that was provided to the state. We went through and I made a few changes after I provided this to the state. But in general, the concept is roughly the same, and I'll just shoot through some of the highlights. If you go to sheet four, which you'll see is about 10 sheets in, some of the items that you should note is that we're anticipating using $530,000 of that $2.1 million in surplus in this year's budget. And I'll tell you where we are in a second as far as total tax rate and what we'll introduce at. And then I'm certain that there'll be changes between introduction and adoption. But $530,000 is the amount of surplus that we're anticipating. That would leave us $1.6 million, assuming that we would regenerate close to this amount in this budget. I don't say that we could regenerate the full $530,000. I don't anticipate we would, because moving forward, we're going to start using that $2.1 million that we built to get us through the rest of the recovery. So we'd be using $530,000 here. The rest of the revenues are pretty much on target. As you can see, all of these revenues on sheet four are based upon the receipts realized for the same categories in the prior year. State aid on sheet five, we're anticipating will remain the same. Sheet six is the construction revenue. Anticipating that will remain roughly the same. That is something that I'm sure will start to decrease after we get through the reconstruction phase. So that's a revenue that will carry us for these next 2 years, but after that, it'll start to drop off. Sheet nine starts all of your grants. So you'll see the Cycling Times Grant, Clean Communities, Alcohol Education Fund, the Essential Services Grant. So that's the important one. You'll see last year we got $1,002,827. This year, the maximum we're eligible for is $752,120.25. So $250,000 reduction in what we're eligible for under that program for this year. So that is obviously a major factor in the budget going forward, is that loss of $250,000. That loss of $250,000 equates to more than 5 cents on the tax rate. So I'd say close to 6 cents on the tax rate. Sheet 9, you see that the budget includes a very significant grant, that $1.3 million streetscape program. So when we're talking about total operations within the budget, and it appears we have a $9.3 million budget, keep in mind that $1.3 million of that is that grant program. You go to Sheet 11. This is the important part. You go about 80% of the way down, you'll see local tax for municipal purposes. Last year, our total local tax for municipal purposes was $3,749,839. This is anticipating a local tax of $4,188,840 this year, which is a $431,000 increase, which is a 9 cent increase on the tax rate. So that's pretty much where you're going to introduce something close to this number. I'll go through this again with Joe, and we'll look at what we can do to get that number down somewhat. we're making the appeal, although I doubt that it's being received anywhere, for additional essential services grant funding, but it's not going to happen. Any reduction of that 9 cents is going to have to come out of this budget. It's going to have to come one of two ways, by further appropriation cuts or by additional use of that fund balance. Any additional use of that fund balance shortens the amount of time for recovery, though, anticipated amount of time for recovery. So if you go through the budget, starting on sheet 12, you'll see that the appropriations are pretty close across the board to last year's modified budget. Modified budget is after transfers, so you have your budget that you started with, transfers that carried you through the actual operations for the year, and your final paid or charged. So you'll see our budget is pretty much on target across the board in regard to the operations. You will note in finance administration, we've had to pull out some of the salary and wages that were charged to the sewer utility and bring them back into the current fund because the sewer utility needs that assistance to continue through its recovery as a result of the storm. I'm sure as a former mayor would be very happy to hear that. Let's see, you do have in this budget the new shared service agreement that's being proposed tonight is reflected in this budget already based upon the input I received from the council. So you do already see the reduction, anticipating the reduction appropriations on the police 911 budget and the new line for, under the shared services program section of the budget, which is on sheet 22. But before we go to sheet 22, stop at sheet 19. One of the large impacts also in the budget is the pension increase. Police and fire pension went up 14% this year. So we do have a $30,000 hit there, which is roughly almost a penny on the tax rate by itself. On sheet 20, we're starting to restore the library budget. So you'll see that that number's up from last year. Down at the bottom of that sheet 20, that's just the essential services grant. So what we have to do is take the appropriations from police salary and wages from inside the cap and move it outside to this appropriation. So if you were looking to total those salaries, you'd have to add those numbers together. Sheet 22 just outlines all of the shared service agreements. Sheet 24 starts to show the appropriation side of all the grants. So sheet 26, we're setting aside $75,000 again in the capital improvement fund that we just reviewed. Sheet 27 is all of the debt that we just reviewed and how we're going to pay down that debt, $453,000 in bond principal, $155,000 in interest. The Sandy special emergency note, that might be amended somewhat prior to adoption or introduction, and the capital lease obligations. Sheet 28 is the $50,000 special emergency for the revaluation and the $48,000 over expenditure for special emergency note interest from last year that has to be raised in this year's budget. So if you go to sheet 29, what you'll see is our total budget is $9,356,000 compared to $9,390,000 last year. So while budget spending is slightly down, keep in mind that you have a $1.3 million grant in this year's budget. And a big portion of both years' budgets is the pay down of the special emergency notes. If you go to sheet 34, you'll see the sewer utility budget. And that budget is down $52,000, primarily because we have to bring that back to self-liquidating status. So we've made a cut in regard to this. We are still anticipating that some new users, if you see the additional sewer user charges, that would anticipate that new users are going to come on board in 2015, or former users are going to be restored in 2015. The operating budget, as you'll see if you go across the board, is somewhat reduced. A big portion of it is the reduction in debt service that we have to pay since we paid down. We pay off the debt in full this year. On sheet 34A, the beach utility budget, you'll see we use a large chunk of that $821,000 surplus we're using in this budget. We're anticipating revenue similar to last year's revenue. As far as user fees, we did create a line within the beach budget for dune maintenance.
It's after 35.
It was on 34A.
It's Charlie's.
After 35.
Yeah, go past 37. Yeah, this is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sheet 35A is the beach operating side. You'll see some reductions there because we don't have to pay the bond principal for bond anticipation note portions. And that is the budget for this year. As I said, I'll welcome any direction at this point from the council in regard to changes you'd like to see.
Can you increase the snow budget?
We did.
You did.
The snow budget's already increasing here, so.
Okay.
So that you are prepared for this storm. So the snow budget's already been addressed. The dune maintenance on the beach budget's been addressed. The shared services is anticipated in here. I certainly have no problem going through and tightening the belt again if we have to, which I think we will prior to adoption. But I think that it's best for us to move forward with an introduction at this rate and then see what happens with the state as far as the essential services grant, see if there's any other programs available that will assist us prior to adoption. If you introduce on March 17th, then on April 21st, you would have the budget hearing. We'd not necessarily adopt that night, but we could make amendments that night. I doubt that by April 21st that we will have a solid number for our central services grant at that point anyway. So it's highly unlikely we would adopt on April 21st. We would then look at a subsequent meeting for adoption and additional amendments at that time.
Any
other
questions for the CFO on this?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
No, I'm sorry, could you just give me those dates again?
March 17th will be the introduction. I'll not be here for that, but I will give you enough written detail. And April 21st would be the public hearing. And we do not have an adoption date yet.
We need a motion to adjourn the special workshop meeting.
So moved.
Second. Councilmember Bills?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Lamier?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Special workshop meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, you got your mom. I don't know, somebody else.
What happened to my mom?
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. Will you please join me in a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting has been provided to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 20th, 2014. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Bills?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Lamia?
Here.
Lexstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Let the record reflect that Councilman Kelly is absent this evening. Before we begin our council meetings, we always start with the remarks from the audience portion of the meeting. This is an opportunity for anybody attending the meeting to address concerns or comments to the mayor and council before the order of business begins. We just ask you to please stand and state your name and address for the record. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any issue this evening? Hearing none, we'll move on to the start of our business this evening. First up is the consent agenda.
So moved.
Moved, seconded by Councilwoman Dills. Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yeah, just one note I'd like to just say, the rate stayed the same on number 57.
Yes.
From last year.
Mike, sewer rate stays the same.
Thank you. And yes, on the...
A yes vote from Councilman Keeler. Councilman Lanahan?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes.
Next up is the public hearing for ordinance number 1, 2015. This amends chapter 53 from the general code of Borough Seabright, which is the licensing of alarm permits, a regulatory plan for administrating and managing the borough's response to alarms, service bills, service fees, appeal process, etc. Need a motion?
Motion open to the public.
Second.
Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on amendments to chapter 53 alarms?
Move to close.
I have a question. When I was asked, when I read this, does it apply to just burglar alarms? Is that the intent of this, is burglary alarms?
False burglar alarms. You mean fire as well?
Smoke detector alarm.
It's all alarms.
I understand it as all.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
I think the mayor's correct, yeah.
But right now, we need a vote to close the public hearing.
Usually it's all the same.
Yeah, anything that's tied into the police department, where they have to be service calls. But there's a, did anybody second it?
Yeah, we were moved and seconded, and Councilman Lanahan was about to vote to close the public hearing.
Yes.
Who seconded it?
Jack.
Jack, okay.
Yes.
Okay, Councilman Lexstein to close the public hearing?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes.
And now we need a motion to adopt ordinance number 1 and advertise according to law.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Next, we have an introduction of bond ordinance number 2, 2015. This amends bond ordinance number 10, 2012, finally adopted by the borough. I need a motion to introduce bond ordinance number 2, 2015.
Finally adopted.
For a public hearing to be held on March 17th, 2015 and advertised according to law.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Next introduction is ordinance number 3, 2015. This revises chapter 115, flood damage prevention, and revises chapter 130 for land use. These are our updated flood control ordinances.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote. Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
A point of order before we go on. I just wanted to recognize Councilman Lexstein for all the work that he did in updating our flood control ordinances. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Mayor. A lot of gratitude to Mary Tongolos, and who really worked on that as well with me. So.
Thanks, people. Next introduction is ordinance number 4, 2015, and that is the ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limit and establish a cafe.
So moved.
Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, the public hearings on these ordinances will be held on March 17th, 2015. Now we have new business, payment of vouchers.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Councilmember Dills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Next up is discussion items, and we have a discussion item that the clerk needs us to approve the municipal directory per our administrative code.
Or at least get us any corrections and or alterations by Friday, if you'd like to see it.
Okay, particularly to our new members of council, can you please make sure that your contact information is on here and correct as you want it? And we'll just double check, if I could just ask, would you please double check the committee names and membership to make sure everything is accurate? As well as point out, before this goes to press, the schedule of fees is printed on the back page of the municipal directory. So if there would be any movement to change the fees, that our clerk would need to be aware of that so that our municipal directory stays accurate. Do you need anything else from us on that? I just would like to announce that we have a special workshop that we have scheduled for municipal facilities. It's to discuss new facilities, beach and public safety. We're going to hold that on Wednesday, March 18th at 6:30 p.m. We have one more remarks from the audience portion of the meeting. If there's anybody at this time who wishes to be heard on any issue, now would be your opportunity to stand and state your comments for the mayor and council.
Vince LaPorte, 38 Ocean Terrace, Long Branch. I have one quick question for Mr. Bascom. The position we were in last year, where we budgeted and then got caught short, the possibility of that could happen again with the ESG?
We did not budget our current fund budget and fall short.
Not
2014.
Didn't we amend the budget, though?
We amended the budget for grants that you received during the year. The budget that fell short was the sewer utility budget, which didn't technically fall short. We were able to recover from before the end of the year. But the current fund budget did not fall short.
All right. So with the ESG, by the time you introduced this budget, and if I understood you correctly, by the time you adopt the budget, there we do not have accuracy on that. Is there a possibility that the budget may very well be amended if that money doesn't come through?
I think we're very clear that the budget is going to be amended one way or another. Yes.
Okay. All right. No. All right. The second question, at the last workshop, the mayor, it was impressive when you went back 10 years on the invoices and engineering, the streamlining of the projects to be accountable to you, okay, with the doing away with the overlapping of the committees, answering to the engineering projects and the budgets. Okay. I think Seabright right now taking that tack is ahead of the curve. Up and down the coast, municipal engineering fees are busting. They're cracking municipal governments right now. Okay. And I would surmise within 2 to 3 months, you're going to hear the lid blow off of a lot of coastal communities on this matter. The last time I was here, I spoke about the Rutgers School of Engineering. Today, I spoke with Freeholder Unknowns Shared Services individual, Steve Callis, who spoke very well of you, the borough administrator, Joe Veroni, and your work with them in Wall Township. Now, they're presently doing shared services in the Long Branch on the dredging of Lake Tackamasse. They've got a couple of big projects under the way, and I would urge the mayor and the borough administrator and the council to speak with Steve Callis, okay, on the shared engineering services with the county on a lot of the projects. If the county can see some of these projects and see if they're allowed to have the chief engineer review them for the possibility of both their engineering division and the public works division coming in and working with Seabright. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yes. You're here for our budget workshop before, so you heard that we send over $2 million to Monmouth County in revenues. So we have no county facilities, no county roads, and certainly that would be a great opportunity if we could access those services to the county. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other remarks from the audience this evening? Yeah, I need a motion from the council to enter into closed session. We have legal updates from Borough Attorney McNamara and a personnel matter.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, council members Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Vladia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rune?
Yes.
Okay, so We have a motion to go into closed session, and we'll be back to adjourn the regular meeting.
There'll be no further action taken.